everybody. It is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neo Gentrix. And I am back once again with another exciting topic. We're going to continue on with the nutrition path, but I'm going to take a side step here, as this is related to everything I've been talking about up until this point, even before this. Of course, after the moral series, when I finish that. Everything that I've been talking about up until now, I've been mentioning how getting enough rest is important for a lot of different reasons, and how it helps with your emotional state and otherwise. So, for these next two podcasts, it's going to be a two-part series. Each one about maybe 15 minutes long, give or take. I'm going to talk about what is sleep in this podcast. And then in the part two, I'm going to cover why sleep is even important in the first place. And how to sleep. So, with that, let's go back to that question I asked a second ago. What is sleep? The exact reasons why we need to sleep is still mysterious. So, it's a good idea to go into study about this and figure out what it is. However, as to why it's a mystery, no one knows. But it is known that in order for humans and many other species to be able to function optimally, periods of sleep are required. And this has been proven true in every form of science that we have up until now. Okay? How much sleep do we need? There's the question. Well, before we go into that, we need to cover the fact that during the periods of sleep, our body repairs muscles and our mind stores, organizes, and links memories. At the same time, important hormones that control essential bodily functions are regulated in the bloodstream, our immune system is again strengthened, and the risk of serious disease is reduced. This all plays a factor into how much sleep we need. There is no hard and fast rule as to how much sleep we each need, but just a general requirement for most people. The difference between people's needs is amount of sleep at different times is great, you know, depending on their lives. Your optimal sleep time may vary from that of other people's. Children and teenagers generally need to sleep more than adults. Most adults require between 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night in a 24-hour period, of course, where elderly people needing the same amount of sleep, but possibly finding it more difficult to do so. On average, we spend about a third of our lives sleeping, but this should not be considered wasted time, as sleep is paramount to our performance and well-being during waking hours. Some people have famously claimed to function well on less sleep, like Margaret Thatcher, Bill Clinton, and Madonna. They have all reported that they only need about 4 hours of sleep at night, but some experts believe that some people are simply unaware that they are in fact more tired during waking hours than during the norm. So, with that being said, the quality of sleep and the sleep cycle are very important. Quality sleep is defined as uninterrupted sleep over a period of approximately 7 to 9 hours. This is a known fact worldwide. If sleep isn't interrupted, then there is less chance that the body will have had time to perform all of its essential tasks. During the night, we alternate between different types of sleep, and this is known as the sleep cycle or sleep architecture, for those who know what that is. There are two main types of sleep which make up the sleep cycle: non-rapid eye movement, or RRM, and rapid eye movement, REM, which is sleep. Approximately 75% of the sleep time is made up of the NREM sleep, and the remaining 25% is made of REM sleep. The difference between these two are the following. NREM sleep is typically categorized into three distinct phases. Phase one being, this is the transition stage of being awake and beginning to fall asleep. Often people do not think of this stage as sleep and feel more awake than in the other stages. It is not uncommon to still be broadly aware of surroundings during this stage of sleep, and the body may experience involuntary jerking, twitching movements known as hypnotic jerk. Hypnotic jerks are normal, but are more prevalent in younger people, but stress and other factors may increase the frequency of these where you're phasing between the two, where you think you're awake and you're not. Phase two, by the time you reach stage two of NREM sleep, your body starts to become more relaxed. Breathing and heart rate slows, and we become less aware of environment factors such as sound and light. Temperature becomes more important factor during this stage, and our body as our body's temperature naturally drops. If our surrounding area is too hot, then we can feel uncomfortable trying to go into the sleep state and therefore become unable to sleep. The third stage is the deepest phase of NREM sleep and the most beneficial to overall well-being, as during this phase, the body works on rejuvenation. Stage three is characterized by slower breathing, heartbeat rates, leading to lower blood pressure. The heart provides more blood to relax muscles, which promotes repair and growth. This is why you have to stop after you work out and take a rest. A series of hormones is released into the bloodstream, which helps to regulate and control tissue and muscle growth and repair, as well as regulate our metabolisms and our appetites. Now, REM sleep. REM sleep occurs for approximately a quarter of the time we spend asleep. This type of sleep is characterized by fast, darting eye movements in the time when we are most likely to experience dreams. It does not occur until approximately 90 minutes to 2 hours after we first fall asleep, and it lasts relatively short periods of time, but repeats during the night at approximately 90-minute intervals. The duration of REM sleep sessions increases during the night. Longer periods of REM sleep occur, the longer uninterrupted sleep is maintained. Whereas NREM is thought to be more important to the body, whereas REM sleep is more important to the mind, although the two types cannot be separated, keep in mind they're both essential to your well-being and they both are required. During REM sleep, the brain is more active than during NREM sleep, hence dreaming, and our body's becoming more relaxed as blood is concentrated in the brain rather than in the muscles. So during REM sleep, the body is able to restore mental and physical energy most efficiently, making you more vibrant and active during the day. Okay? The last half of this is waking. Okay? Lots of changes occur in the body and mind when we awake from sleep. And these changes will vary with the quality and duration of the sleep received. Waking from early stages of sleep is different from waking from a full, uninterrupted quality sleep when the body has time to actually successfully complete the sleep cycle. When we wake, our heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing all rise, as does our body's temperature. Various hormone levels change, notably cortisol. Remember when we talked about cortisol? It's the stress hormone. Rises to enhance the feeling of alertness in the morning. Our major internal organs switch to wake mode and begin to function optimally. This should be true for everybody, but there are some people who have a hard time even getting up. Okay? The waking process can take a little time before we feel refreshed and ready to go, and it's normal to feel groggy, you know, for a little while after waking up from a deep sleep. You know, there are many, many things that we have to keep in mind when worrying about our sleep schedule and whether or not we're actually maintaining it. And keep in mind that baby sleep schedules are a little bit different. Okay? So with that, this completes part one for sleep and why it's important on what is sleep. And then next time I'm going to cover the importance of sleep in more detail because, well, you can never have too much of a good thing, is what they say, but that's actually a lie. Too much sleep can actually be detrimental to you and not be helpful in the slightest. We're going to cover why that is in the next episode, okay? Enjoy your day and have a great rest of your evening.